Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is vowing to keep up the pressure on Palestinian militants based in the Gaza Strip. Sharon says there will be more military operations like Monday's raid in Gaza, which left 16 Palestinians dead. The grim situation in Gaza has increased Palestinian anger both at Israel and at the Palestinian Authority, as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
In Khan Yunis, scene of Monday's military strike, several Palestinian children were wounded by Israeli troops today. The army said its forces responded with non-lethal weapons when Palestinians approached a lookout tower. Palestinian legislator Ziad Abu Ammar says Monday's assault on Khan Yunis suggests that despite warnings from Washington, Sharon is escalating the conflict.
It seems that this is a prelude and build-up to an invasion, because this is part of Sharon's security plan. This excessive use of power, the heavy losses among civilians, was not justified. There was no convincing reason why should Sharon do this on security grounds.
Israeli military analysts said the Khan Yunis operation aimed to send a message to the Hamas faction that nowhere is safe for its gunmen and bombers. Amos Harel, the military correspondent for the Haaretz newspaper, says there is some sentiment for a full-scale invasion of Gaza, but his sources in the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, say that push is coming not from the military commanders, but from the Prime Minister's office.
I think Sharon would like a larger-scale operation in Gaza. He would probably like to deal with the Hamas leaders there, maybe deport some of them. The army is not too keen about such a large-scale operation. At least the commanders on the field are very much aware of the probable casualties in such an operation.
Harel says the most likely trigger for a large invasion of Gaza would be a big suicide bombing by Hamas. In his Gaza medical clinic, Hamas official Mahmoud Azahar picks up a large shell casing, the kind that comes from an Israeli machine gun mounted on a tank or Apache helicopter, and says if Israel thinks it's fair to use such weapons against civilians, Hamas will respond with more suicide attacks.
And against such aggression, I think we have to use all the accessible weapons. If they justified for the Israeli to kill civilian by helicopters, I think it is justified for us to make explosive injury everywhere against everybody.
Israeli leaders reject such comparisons. They say the Palestinian civilian deaths are accidental, while Israeli civilians are the primary targets of suicide bombers. Alongside their growing anger at Sharon, who called the Khan Yunis operation a success, Gazans are also showing more displeasure with the Palestinian Authority, which has been under intense pressure to rein in militant factions. 24-year-old Yusuf Al-Wahidi watched yesterday as Hamas supporters began stoning the Palestinian Authority headquarters. He said Palestinian policemen responded with stun grenades and rifle shots in the air. He says the situation could have spun out of control were it not for the intervention of members of the Al-Aqsa Brigade, an armed spin-off of Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement.
Some cars belong to Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, which is Fatah military fighters. They came in between the police and the people, and they start to urge them to calm down, and then everybody just calmed and they split.
Palestinian lawmaker Marwan Kanafani believes such clashes are the result of constant misery and the loss of hope for the future.
But in the final analysis, you know, these are the signs of fatigue after years and years of siege and isolation. Now we're having problems among each other.
Kanafani also says there's a growing feeling that Palestinian leaders, besieged though they may be, should be held accountable for their role in helping to create the current situation.
We have started with an intifada as a token of anger and dismay with the Israelis, ended by complete occupation, and there should be somebody there who is responsible for this.
But Gazans say all talk of internal reform takes a backseat to preparations for what they fear will be a series of Israeli attacks. Time to take advantage of the worldwide focus on Iraq. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza.